Time now to catch up with Jeff from Acela Wines. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to all our listeners.
What's happening, babe?
A little overcast here at the vineyard today, Peter. So, you know, it's one of those blah days.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been wet over the weekend, and you know, we got a nice drop of rain, and it's predicted again in a few days, some more rain. So I noticed in the news this morning that the Sydney dams are full. So, you know, could you believe, you know, 3-4 years ago when they were talking about, you know, a mud puddle at in the Sydney water supply, that it would be overflowing?
Isn't that amazing?
You can't predict anything in this world, Peter.
You can try, but I'm just wondering now, they said that they are, quote, considering reducing the restrictions.
Well, if the water's flowing over the spillway, Peter, why not?
True, but are we going to get to the situation where, you know, like we have a pandemic, so everyone races out and buys all the food. If we reduce the restrictions on that, are they going to use up all the water?
Yeah, possibly, possibly.
Definitely. Nothing certain. Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing certain in this life, Peter, even the fact that New Zealand is out of the coronavirus problem. So,
well, apparently not this morning. They're going back.
Yeah, no. That was a funny, Peter.
we talked about it
many, many times, that you're deluded if you think you're living in a world free of coronavirus, at least until a vaccine comes along.
That's for sure. And
New Zealand, I just don't understand. 4 cases, stage 3 lockdown, Peter. And the rest of the country, stage 2 for 4 cases.
What are we doing? What, we just pick a number?
These people are insane. You know, I go back to Sweden, and you know, I admit Sweden's fluctuating, you know, around 500 to 1,000 cases, but they never locked down at all. Social distance, that's it. Wrote it out. They're doing as well as Victoria is, Peter, for sure, with all the money they've spent and the lockdown and everything. You got to learn to live with it. We should import the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea. He made a press conference this morning and said Papua New Guinea has to learn to live with the coronavirus.
Yep.
There's a statesman for you, Peter.
Well, hey,
we'll bring him down, let him run Australia.
Yeah, maybe he might have a better job at it.
I think so. You know, anybody that doesn't think that we have to learn to live with it has something loose upstairs, Peter, or something missing, you know, and that's what we didn't learn out of the first round. We didn't learn how to live with it. And so all we do is knee-jerk reaction.
Well, there are still some people who still don't know how to live with it.
Yeah.
Look at those two teenagers jumped on a train, went to Queensland, lied about their situation, allegedly, and now have caused all sorts of dramas. I'm sure the police have got better things to do than chase these people around.
Yeah, they do, you know, but it's a minor, you know, irritant compared to the lack of preparation. And the big argument in Victoria, the Prime Minister says that he offered the Defence Forces in Victoria to help, you know, with the aged care facilities. Then the Premier denies that that's the case. They bungled at something awful, Peter. I mean, brutally. They didn't learn anything from, look, New South Wales, I think they're having a Royal Commission here in New South Wales.
And goody, another one.
Yeah, the health chief medical officer, who is a ding-dong, she predicted 1.4 million in a very first press conference, 1.4 million New South Wales people were going to catch the coronavirus and cause riots in Coles and Woolworths. And she wasn't fired, Peter.
Yeah.
And now she's announced that the state gave all the help possible to the Newmarch aged care facility where all those people died and got the coronavirus, and that, you know, they supplied all this support and help that they could. Well, apparently they couldn't supply anything, because that's about what they supplied, Peter.
Yeah,
if it was all they could.
except a lot of ya-ya, and that's about all we got.
Complete crap. And she still got her job, Peter.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. She botched it brutally. I mean, brutally. And Victoria came along, made exactly the same mistake. They learned nothing from New South Wales.
No.
You know, now they've got
so many people in our general population that still haven't learned. You know, like, and now I notice that Mayfield, which is a suburb next to where I live, now has coronavirus. You know,
well,
so
people travel around here, Peter. That's the problem. Look, you know, we had 22 cases or something. It's nothing. You got to learn to live with it. We don't have the teams in place sufficient. Spend hundreds of billions of dollars, Peter. All knee-jerk reaction. You know, very little went into testing, tracing, you know, strategy, the future, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow, 6 months, a year. You know, very, very little. I mean, that, and we've hammered it to death, that line up 1.4 kilometers to get tested in Sydney. That's an outrage. Everybody should have been fired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to spend $200 billion and you can't even test people, there's something wrong.
I noticed that the John Hunter, the buses now, of course, from my area, go through the John Hunter on both the inward and outward bound trips. And I noticed the first one of a morning because I was going out to my doctor, people everywhere. You know, you'd swear there was a Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And then when I came back several hours later, there was, what, one or two?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they said, go home, we can't handle you.
Yeah, there's a, like it's, you know, in Europe, they shut down in July because that's, it's like January here, you know, you can't do any business. Everybody goes on vacation down, used to go to the Mediterranean all over the place, you know, for summer vacation. And I think the results mean, Peter, that all the countries, including Germany and some that have had it under control, you know, are starting to have a problem again. Spain's in real trouble again.
Mm-hmm.
But Germany, France, and England, they're all up in cases. Even Italy's up a bit in cases, and they've had pretty good control. So I think that's more to do with, you know, summer vacation and relaxing the regulations a bit, Peter. I see Brazil and India are going to lead the world soon. The U.S. is... cases, average cases, are down about 30% over the last period of time, and they're heading down, but very slowly. They're down from about 70, 75,000 cases a day to more like 50,000.
Let's have a special.
It's, you know, you just got to learn to live with it, and New Zealand does too. It's just... You know, you can't stop it. You look, planes are going to fly in. People are going to come in. I mean, the people who have got it in New Zealand apparently are a mystery. They haven't traveled, they haven't been anywhere, and the whole family's got it. You know, so maybe their bloody pet dog got it or something, Peter.
Yeah, or maybe the parrot flew in from next door.
Could be.
Well, yeah, I mean, we may as well pick that. We pick everything else.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. You know, we cannot keep destroying the economy this way. We had 10, 12 people, and, you know, New South Wales went crazy, shut it all down again.
Yeah.
Social distancing, you know, pubs and clubs and everything else. Is this going to go on for 10 years? There'll be nothing left. Nothing.
That's true. Well, I'm now moving to the fact that if I need groceries now, I'm going to buy them online because when I hear that it's in suburbs around where I live, you know, and people are not doing the right thing, all you got to do is walk out into the street. Here's a bunch of five or six walking down the street together.
Yeah. Well, it's they're probably family groups, and maybe not, you know, because social distancing, I think, is a good idea. But I think eventually they're going to probably make masks mandatory. They can't. You know, can't carry on the way we are, Peter. It's just insane.
I'll tell you what, there's a few people need the mask anyway. They're not talking about it.
There's two economies, Peter.
Yeah.
Those that work for the government in healthcare and in the service industry, food industry, and those that are unemployed and bankrupt, who've got small businesses.
Yeah.
There's two economies.
That's
and it's just going to get worse and worse. Who's going to pay the wages for all those people, you know, that are not in the productive sector of the economy once the productive sector is totally gone?
Yeah. It's hard to know what to do, isn't it?
Well, you got to learn to live with it. You know, so it's, I don't know, Peter, it really is upsetting. But anyway.
If everybody wears a mask when they go out and practices social distancing, I think we've got a fair chance of surviving. But, you know, you go out and you walk into shopping centres, and here we have, you know, so-and-so street from such-and-such a place, and they're all walking together in a mob. And you think, like, hello, Earth to Mars. Yeah. Or maybe we should be looking at Uranus.
Anyway, Peter, some interesting stuff in the news this morning. Not the news, but in the medical research world this morning. There was a couple of articles. One came out of the New York University School of Medicine, Peter. And this one, they've been studying unborn, preborn, you know, unborn children before birth, that is. And what they found is that obesity in expectant mothers may hinder the development of the baby's brain as early as the second trimester. These regions, what they found is that the higher the body mass index of the mother, they've related it to changes in two brain areas of the baby, unborn baby, the prefrontal cortex and the anterior insula. And these regions play a key role in decision-making and behavior, with disruptions having previously been linked to attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD for short, autism, and overeating. Okay, so it would behoove mothers to try and control their diet prior to pregnancy. And
I know how to do it.
Yeah, during pregnancy.
Keep your mouth out of the fridge.
That's true. there was, coincidentally, another article published today about the fact that overweight, and particularly obese, the worse it is, restricts the blood flow to your brain and causes early onset dementia. Peter, this study came out of the United States. And unfortunately, three-quarters of the people are overweight and nearly half of those are obese. And so we're filling up places with, we're talking United States now, I don't think Australia will be that far behind. We're getting a bit that way ourselves, Peter. It causes early onset dementia. And for the same reason, it's restricting blood to the brain, Peter.
So that's where it's all coming from.
Yeah. And so both those articles were in the paper this morning, you know. So we need to get a bit more active, do a bit more exercise. You know, Peter, the most important exercise for controlling your weight, besides keeping your head out of the fridge, the most important exercise.
Honey, shut that door. I'm watching you.
The most important exercise to control your weight, Peter, is pushing your chair back from the dinner table.
Yeah.
That's the best exercise.
That's true. Man, I'm just wondering, you know, as you get older, is it natural to stop eating as much, or, you know, why? Because I noticed now, I went out and had a lovely meal yesterday. Hello to the dumpling store in the food court at Charlestown. How brilliant was that? It had spinach and slow-cooked beef, and, oh, it was just delightful. But they gave me so much, like I thought, oh, this is pretty dear. But they gave me so much, I've got enough in the fridge to have lunch today as well.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And when you're in your midlife or young life, Peter, you need 5,000 calories a day. And you get to be old fogies like us, you only need 2,500 calories.
Yes, well, I'm an old codgy too.
And you got to, you have to, you know, do a little exercise and try. And I'm no better than anybody else, but I've noticed that myself. My appetite's nowhere near what it used to be.
Yeah.
Played sports and stuff. I mean,
well, you tend to have a little bit here and a little bit there, rather than a big bunch at lunchtime. You know, like you'll have a snack in the morning. And then a medium lunch, and then a snack in the afternoon, and then, of course, dinner. My dinner's cut back, too. And yeah, I enjoy having dinner with my neighbours. It's good fun.
Yeah, well, you have to, control our weight somehow, Peter. We can't be letting our mind degenerate like that, like we let our body degenerate.
Isn't there some examples of that in the shopping centre?
Yeah, so you got to stay out of the way of big people, Peter.
Yep, that's true.
The brain,
they'll mow you down otherwise. Shopping, you know, shopping trolley included.
Yeah, well, anyway, so that's information that just came out, Peter. But the one about the children, look for mothers, try and control your weight and don't overeat during pregnancy, because you're going to have a lifetime of trouble. Autism, they've said, behavioral disorders, and you'll cause your child to overeat as well, because that's what's going to happen.
Well, if the kids say, come and meet my mum, say hello to the three of them, then you get the idea.
I remember a Far Side joke one time. It was one of the funniest. It was just about crack myself up, the cartoon. I don't know if it's still in all the newspapers, but it used to be. And he was sitting at the table, and his wife was standing there berating him as usual. And the caption underneath of it said, "Why should I listen to you? I married less than half of you."
Oh, I love it. I love it. Listen, we got to get people to look at your website, mate, because of all the beautiful wine.
Yeah, acellawines.com.au. Mix and match down to a 9-pack, Peter, free delivery Australia-wide. No excuse for not having a nice glass of organic wine.
Yeah, and particularly, of course, at dinner time. And there's a wine to suit every meal, whether it's fish, poultry, or whatever you're having. Yeah. There is an organic wine to suit.
Yes, there is. And next week, maybe we'll talk about organics again, Peter. We've been so wrapped up in this coronavirus and mismanagement of it that we forget to keep the health thing going. And maybe we'll talk again about the benefits of eating foods that are not sprayed.
Sounds good to me. All right, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Peter. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye now. Jeff from Acela Wine. Now, that site is acellawines.com.au.